Business Pilot.
Something I need to bite into.
That's a tumor.
Oh, yeah, I could taste that, actually. Don't eat this one. It's no good. Can We Adani fans, we've got some huge news.
Correct, Alan. Can We Adani is coming to life at Perth Fringe World. Two nights only, February 5th and 6th at Evergreens in the Leederville precinct.
Yeah, tickets are only $25 and we vouch 100% success rate when it comes to adding Arnie to any movie. But you can see up close and personally how we get that sausage made, baby.
Delicious. The evening will consist of games, prizes, and just the right amount of audience participation.
We've worked pretty hard to get that right. Get your tickets right now at fringeworld.com.au. Don't miss it. Can We Add Arnie live at the Perth Fringe World? Buy tickets now to save us stressing about a huge financial risk.
Now let's get on with the app.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie? Hello, Corey Sutton.
Hello, Alan Oldworth.
And much like a picture frame, this podcast really highlights the important things in life and then keeps it... All right, let me finish.
Yeah, go on.
And then keeps it in a cupboard and then your relatives find it in years to come. And they go, what's this about? And they go, I don't know. And I was like, who's in this? I was like, I don't really know. I was like, okay. And that's what we are.
That's a bad thing to be. Because it's one of those things where, like, when that relative dies.
Yes.
Then it's just like, hey, do you remember this? Nah. And throw it in the bin.
Oh, yeah. We definitely are disposable. Hello.
Actually, that was a pretty good summary of us now.
Thank you very much. Today, we are doing the movie The Lion King.
Great film. Okay, so this was like peak 90s for anyone who's kind of our age.
94 was the movie for Walt Disney. Amazing soundtrack, amazing comedy, incredible movie.
Raked in at the box office as well. Yep. I think it still holds the record for the most money taken for a hand-drawn animated film.
One of the, like, I mean, there's plenty of hand-drawn ones. That's, yeah, that makes sense.
There's not many more these days, though, is there?
No, I think like Frog Princess was one of the last ones, right?
When was the Frog Princess? Doesn't matter. I don't care.
All right. Before we go any further, of course, we are trying to add Arnie to this movie to improve it. Critics, by the way, what are they saying? All good things, I can only assume.
Probably 96%.
Oh, let's play that game. Rotten Tomatoes comes in.
Wait, no. No, 94% and the audience is 96.
Okay. Critics, 93%.
Oh, close.
Audience, 93%.
That's pretty rare that they agree.
I know, but they agree. 93%, which means it's a banger. But let's get that bad boy up to 100 by adding Arnie. Before we go any further, I'm going to draw a character out of our mystery character bowl.
And you can add to that by jumping on a line to our Facebook page and suggesting a character you'd like to appear in an episode. And today's character will be Alan.
Dexter Morgan, who's a little bit too much into blood.
Oh, from Dexter.
From Dexter. Dexter Morgan,
I've never watched Dexter.
I love Dexter.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't watched the new one. There's a new one out at the moment. Like, it's like a prequel of his life. I haven't watched that, but I watched the kind of make-do thing they did. Yep. That was pretty good.
I know who's going to be carrying that character this episode.
You.
Damn it.
All right, synopsis, please.
The Lion King follows Simba, a young lion who is destined to become king of the Pride Lands. After his father, Mufasa, is tragically killed in a stampede orchestrated by Simba's treacherous uncle, Scar, Simba is led to believe he is responsible and flees into exile. As an adult, Simba returns to confront Scar, reclaim his rightful place as king, and restore balance to the Pride Lands.
Where do we even begin when it comes to adding Arnie?
I would love to start with that famous opening scene, the Circle of Life music scene. Obviously, we're not going to sing it.
No.
Copyright issues.
No, for sure. But I like a little twist on this, actually, because if you think of The Lion King, there's not a single human being in this movie, right?
No, and I feel like that's discrimination to start with.
Okay, I don't know if it's gone that far, but I do think that we could add Arnie in more of a seamless role in that particular scene. As a tour operator.
Yes.
I mean, it's in Africa. Everyone's obviously going there to look at the savannah. Imagine how lucky you would be to witness that moment. The opening scene of Lion King and Arnie's your tour guide. Let's do it.
Okay, guys. How are we all traveling? Everyone got plenty of water?
I'm doing real good today, thank you.
All right, I'm so happy that everyone's here
today.
Hey,
kids, quiet down. I want to see a hyena.
Oh, they're excited. Let them be excited.
I want to see a lion.
Be excited, kids.
I want to see a crocodile.
Okay, shut up, kids. Okay, now look.
You heard the man, sweeties. Just keep it down.
Now, you know my rules on the bus. If you need the poop, just let me know. I'll pull over.
I need
to poop.
Only peeing on the bus.
I need to poop.
Okay, I'm going to pull over in 1 second. 1 second. Of course, on top of all that, if you see something, let us know. We all want to see the same awesome photos. The
I see poop animals. Coming out of my brother's butt.
Okay, pull over. Pull over. All right, come on. Get out, kid, and go poop.
I'm going to go poop.
Go poop. Oh, wow, everyone. Hey, look, while he's pooping, let's all look out this side of the window. Do you see what I'm seeing? It's a big herd of antelope. Look at them all.
Oh, my God.
Well, get the cameras ready, folks.
Ow.
Look at all these ostriches traveling over there as well. This is the only kind of thing you see during sunrise. So make sure you're all looking around very carefully.
Wow,
is that meerkats? Look at all the meerkats traveling like this.
That is incredible. Are they known to do that?
Not normally, to be honest. They're all kind of traveling the same direction.
I mean, how many years have you been? I'm assuming you're native to Tanzania.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've been doing this my entire life. My father did it before me. I inherited the business. This is his original Jeep bus. That's what they're called. Jeep buses, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, keep looking and actually. What was that? What was that?
Was that a jaguar?
I thought it was a gremlin. Okay. It was a jaguar. My mistake. Okay, everyone, look at where they're headed. You can see there this beautiful rock. Isn't it? Everyone, get your cameras ready. Perfect. Wow. I can see. Let me get my binoculars. 1 second. Okay, I can see. That looks like a bunch of lions on top of the rock. I'm seeing.
That's incredible.
Is that a big baboon? They're giving.
Oh my
a
goodness!
Baby lion.
He's
to
got
the
my
baboon.
Son in his arms. That's us. Wasn't he pooping?
Wait, where's your son gone?
I thought he was pooping out the back.
Oh no! He's got your son. I think he's got your son.
Hold on. Let me have a look closer. Yeah, that's it. And he's pooping.
Okay, it's definitely your son. I recognize him, and he's. Holding him up
Mommy.
As if showing all the animals the... Oh, he's throwing him off. Oh.
Oh, my God. No! Ah!
Oh, that's hectic.
We got to go over there and help my son.
Well, the thing about nature, and I took an oath that we don't interfere. So we have to sit back and watch what happens.
Oh.
It's the David Attenborough way. So we have to sit back and observe.
What are they doing right now to him?
Well, the baboon is walking over to grab another thing. Oh, he's got a lion cub this time. Not a club, a cub. Cut that, Ethan. And he's got the lion cub. And he's picking up. Oh, he's going to throw it over like he did with your dead son. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he's dead?
I think so. I don't know.
I might go cry.
Okay, you go cry. This is everyone else witnessed this. This is an amazing moment.
Oh, I can't believe this.
Oh, he's holding up the lion cub and all the animals are going crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That is something you would never see. I got the perfect tune for this, actually. I might sing along to it.
Please, absolutely. Go.
And I turn you, and I'm in anymore, and you, but the bang, the bang, the bang. This great local mob, they're doing, they do such a good job with this. They got a whole group, they got choir, they do such a good.
Sorry, can you please pull down the binoculars and look at my son?
Okay, yeah.
What's happening with him?
He's being trampled by elephants.
Okay.
In excitement, the elephants do look happy. It's a joyous occasion for the most part.
Okay, well, I guess that's all right.
We don't interfere.
You could say it's like the circle of life.
It's a little bit like the circle of life. Well said. All right. Well, I'm going to go hunt myself some cheetah.
What?
Let's deal with this. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's get ourselves a good one.
What a swerve at the end. He was a poacher.
The whole time. Yeah, that kid did. I think that's a perfect place to start.
I don't think I do grieving mother very well.
No?
I think that's if I was to point out a gap in my abilities.
That's the one?
It's the fact that I don't improvise someone grieving well.
Oh, well, I'm sure you need more life experience.
I also just didn't want to scream and cry for the duration.
Oh,
of
no,
that,
no one wanted that.
Of that
I would have kicked her off the bus. Next scene that we would love to add Arnie to.
I want to talk about, like, Mufasa is most likely the one of the key candidates for someone. That
100%. That Arnie is what be. Lion King's all about. Are you talking about the moment where he's already dead and he's in, like, the clouds and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Because that's the scene that everyone's parodied in the past.
100%. So we've got to do it.
I'm thinking, yes, but all the his relatives appear, right? All the lions that have gone before him.
Well, it kind
Does that
of,
happen?
He alludes to it. Like, he says, like, you know, when you look up in the stars, that's all your relatives, essentially, and that. But we only really see Mufasa.
So what if we have Mufasa, just normal Mufasa?
Okay, yep.
And then he refers to a relative and
yeah, okay. I see where you're going with
relative.
This. I like that. I like it. I mean, Mufasa, he is, like, the ultimate lion.
Yeah.
Arnie is an ultimate lion as well. That just makes sense. Let's do it.
Simba.
Dad?
Simba.
Dad is...
Look to the clouds, Simba.
Dad, I can't believe it's you. I'm struggling so hard, Dad. I can't.
I know. Simba, question time.
God, you have such a good voice, Dad.
Yes, I do.
Now, you know that
Simba, why did you let me fall off that cliff?
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I was there and I was playing and Scar led me there and then
just joshing, Simba.
Oh, classic, Dad.
It was Scar who threw me off.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a plot point that you should discover later.
I will. I will. So, Dad, out of curiosity,
let me tell you about your ancestors.
I would love to hear about them.
Like my father, your grandfather, Gunther.
Hello, son. How are you?
Gunther, Dad.
Hello, son. Can you hear me?
His full name isn't just Gunther. It's Gunther Fasa.
Yes, Gunther Fasa. How are we all doing tonight?
It's not a comedy show, Dad.
Okay, that's
just
later.
Simba.
Okay, son. How are we going, little sport? You're going to be the next king and everything? Is that all going to plan?
Well, actually, I kind of ran away.
Why did you run away, son?
Like the shame of killing you, Dad.
Told you that was Scar.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. And so I kind of was like ashamed.
You're talking so much, but are you a king or not?
Simba talks a lot.
It's called the Lion King. Are you the king or not the king?
Guntov, tell Simba how you died.
Well, it's a sad story.
I was saving my son.
Yes,
Mufasa.
From a herd of buffalo.
Yes.
And then my brother, his name is Scarface.
I remember this,
you
Dad.
You tell the rest of it, actually.
He said,
yes.
As you were standing on the staircase of Pride Rock.
Yeah, I haven't heard this story, yeah?
And he said to Gunther Fasa Scarface.
That's right.
He said, say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, and then he threw me off and I was like, nah! And then I fell and then I remember I was in the cloud world looking down on you, discovering my dead body. And you turned out all right.
I turned out great.
You didn't run away.
I didn't run away.
You weren't a little pussy.
No.
Hey, what the hell, man? Hey, out of the three of us, there's only one of us that is still alive right now.
Four of us, actually, Simba. You haven't meant Gunther Fasa's father, Dexter.
hey, guys. Hey, it's
great grandfather. How are you? Oh, Dad, it's good to see you.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I'm Dexter Morgan, famously. Blood analyst, and there was a lot of blood when you guys both died.
Yeah, there was. Tell little Simba, he's your great-grandson, tell him how you died.
I think we're talking too much. I would like to hear more about the bodies that were found. Simba, do you have a quick second? Because I'd love to talk to you about that blood.
I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable with this one.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's a bit
too.
Weird, right? It's like he's weird. And he's human, which is even weirder.
Yeah.
Great grandfather Dexter, tell Simba how you fucked a human. No, wait. Tell Simba how you fucked a lion and gave birth to Gund. Cut all this, Ethan. Okay. He's our adopted grandfather.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Gunther Fasa, you were...
All right, it was nice of you to let me pop into this random bit, but obviously the pool's, you know, calling my name.
Okay, Dad, I'll see you later. It's good to see
I'm
you.
I'm going to get going as well, if you don't mind. It was good seeing you all. Catch up in a couple of weeks. Quickly, Simba, you should probably go and, like, I don't know, avenge your dad's death and, like, become king, stop being a little crybaby.
I'll take it from here.
Okay,
Dad.
Bye!
Simba. Go.
Okay, I will.
Have
what?
Relations.
Oh.
Produce an heir.
Oh, that's what you want.
I see.
Yeah, okay.
You've been looking at Nala.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been looking at Nala.
Okay, I'm out of here. I don't want to do that chat.
Come back.
Intercourse.
I'm out of here. I can't handle this. I don't want to hear anymore. Perfect. That scene went exactly how I imagined.
Got very sexual.
Always does with us. Something in that that I will not be looking too much into. There's a thing that I thought was real. with Lion King. Actually, you haven't given us any real Lion King facts besides that first one.
Do you want some?
Well, I know you love doing them, so give me a little bit.
I'll give you a choice, and you can pick which one you want.
Okay.
Do you want a lion fact or do you want a hyena fact?
Give me a lion fact.
Okay. To ensure realism in the movie, they actually brought in real lions to Disney.
Okay.
So that the team could observe them.
That seems like a...
It seems like a no-brainer, really.
It seems lazy, but like, go to the lions. Don't come to... Anyway... Do they bring the MGM lion in? That would have been a cool day for him. He's like, I've got work again, baby. I'm in.
He's a struggling actor trying out for all this different stuff. Tried out for Wizard of Oz. Narnia was coming up and he tried out for that.
Yeah, he did.
He was a shoo-in.
He did a really good job.
Come on, I'm
a shoo-in. And then Liam Neeson came in and stole it.
Yeah. And that's what I'm sick of. I'm sick of Irishmen taking lion jobs.
So true. I would like to do something that... This is something I had to look up just recently. So I was re-watching this movie in preparation for this. And they talk about the Shadowland, and they go, you know, wherever the light touches is yours. And then they got that real scary area in Simba, you must not go there. And it's an elephant graveyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, an elephant graveyard? That implies that there's a bunch of dead elephants there, as we do see. Are they dying and then being taken there, or are they going there to die?
Or like they know where to go to die.
Yeah, so I looked it up, and I'm like, is elephant graveyards real things? Kinda.
Really?
Kinda.
Go on, continue.
In the sense that whenever there's like a tragic, like natural situation, like a flood or a drought, then yes, there could be a lot of elephants that die in the same place, which is what would be an elephant graveyard. But as far as elephants tracking somewhere to die, which seems like a very elephant thing to do, not really a thing.
Because elephants, I believe I'm correct.
Here we go.
If they've lost a child,
they
will return to the place where that baby elephant, their child elephant, has died.
I've heard that too.
Like annually.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
It's really sad.
Well, let's make it funny. Let's make Arnie in this situation as one of the elephants trying to break off from the herd to die at the elephant graveyard.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, guys.
Whoa, what the fuck? Everyone, hold up. Elephant friend, you got something to say? What's going on?
A little thing here. Just a little thing.
Yeah. Easy, Patrice. Easy.
Well, what can I say, man?
We're trying. All right, everyone, stop.
I just want to say that I'm not feeling very well.
Okay.
And I think that I should probably go to the place.
You're going to... Oh.
I'm going to...
You sure?
I feel
you
like...
You seemed okay this morning.
I know. I was eating my usual leaves and berries and drinking water from my trunk.
This is really sad. I know. Like, so you're gonna go to the place?
I'm thinking now's the time.
Yeah, because we all go to that place when it's
eventually,
our time.
Eventually, we go to the Darkland, the Shadowland.
You have lived a long life.
30 years.
30 years.
What's the lifespan of us, just out of interest?
I think it's older than that. I'm thinking of Trisha the Elephant in Perth Zoo.
Yeah, but I visited that monkey, Rufaka.
Oh, you got to be careful of him. Yeah, okay. Did he give you bad
news? What's
his
real name? Rafiki?
Rafiki? Yeah, that's Rafiki, it. Yeah. Yeah, he goes by different names to different people and how they want to offend them.
Anyway, Rufaka said to me...
Well, he was after the news he gave you, I'm sure. Go on.
Yeah, he said, well, listen, you're kind of Rufaked.
Oh, and that was his official diagnosis?
No, his official one was leukemia.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to let you go.
So I'm thinking I might go to the Shadowland.
You should.
And leave you guys to just...
Yeah.
I mean, if anyone had a kid that died there, you can come visit.
Nah, we're good. We're going to keep. We're going to go
Does
that
mom
way.
Mom want to come visit me after I die?
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, you go off to that. We're going to go this way.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's like hyenas there. There's like a random skinny, weird looking lion that hangs
there's
out there.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot going
on there. Really is.
There's like hot springs and stuff there as well.
I didn't know that.
There's like kids singing and stuff. It's weird. Anyway.
Kids?
Yeah, like little lion cubs singing and stuff. Okay. Yeah, it's
weird.
Well,
look, I'll go. You leave. Yeah. It's a musical, so I'll sing my elephant song on the way there.
I would love it if you did. We're going to head that way. But we will be listening. We've got the ears for it. And we don't forget.
I know you don't. And you won't forget this one. It's a greatest hit.
I cannot wait for
Elephant
it.
John wrote it
Here
for
me.
Here we go. A 1, 2, a 3, a skiddly diddly D. I'm an elephant and I've got the big trunk. I'm an elephant gonna go look at my junk. My balls are dried up because of leukemia. Oh yeah, I ate too much stevia. That's a sugar replacement.
Elephant.
Oh, hello.
You seem to be...
Oh, you're the skinny lion.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Oh, you're charming.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you...
Are you like the mayor, the governor of Shadowland?
Oh, I just hang out here.
I'm somewhat of a governor myself.
I just sort of hang around everywhere and do what we
You're
do.
Quite the flamboyant lion.
Thank you. And you are here because...
I'm dying.
Dying.
Do you know Rufaka?
You are in the right place. I hate Mufaka.
No, the other one.
Oh, I thought it was the nickname I had for my brother Mufasa.
No, no, the monkey that
oh,
the
Rafiki?
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hate him too.
Yeah, yeah. He gave me leukemia.
He gave you leukemia.
Well, I mean, I didn't have it when I went and saw him.
Yeah.
And then he told me I had it.
Yeah, some weird spell or something.
So I guess
yeah,
in a way he yeah. gave me.
You know what
it.
He gave me?
What?
This scar.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I went
That's
up to him.
That's pretty cool though.
It's a cool scar.
I bet all the lionesses like it.
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know. They I've say been told it makes me look nasty.
Hollywood for years yeah. has told me chicks dig scars.
No, not this guy, anyway.
What's your name?
Well, people call me Scar.
Because of the scar?
I assume
That's
so.
That's kind of crap. It's yeah. like people calling me leukemia.
Yeah. Do they call you leukemia?
Not yet.
Well, that's why you left. It makes sense now. So you're obviously here in this beautiful Shadowland. And welcome, and welcome, and welcome from all my friends.
Oh,
yeah, what is he doing over here?
They're creepy. Why do they march like Nazis?
No, we don't talk about that, but they do what they want, and they answer to me. And so you being here, you're looking for just a little place to settle down and
settle
chill.
Down and die?
And die.
It's kind of what we do.
Yeah, it is.
So this place is elephant yeah. graveyard.
Ideally, I'd love it if you died in a way where your bone structure kind of lent up to look like a little slide.
Oh,
is that something you could do for me?
I guess I could.
Yes.
I mean, I just got a couple of questions. Number
yes.
one.
Okay.
Do you have a cure?
A cure for leukemia. Do we have a cure? Yeah, we got a cure. Yeah, the band, the cure.
Oh, the cure, the band.
That's not helpful, Hyde. Okay, go back. These hyenas, they're funny, but they love to laugh.
Okay, do you have
you tried laughter as a medicine?
No.
It works for the hyenas.
Let me try.
Oh. Yeah, you probably shouldn't laugh. Doesn't sound great for you, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
So, I guess, like, have you got a physician here who can make me comfortable?
No. We barely have any food to eat. Well, we almost had any.
Are you saying you're gonna eat me?
We're gonna eat you.
Okay.
It's the least you could do. I mean... Did you bring a plate to share?
No.
No, and that's very rude, isn't it?
It is. That
it's
is rude.
Very rude. So we're going to eat you.
Okay, well...
Yes.
Can I...
This is ending horribly. For anyone listening to the podcast for the first time, they're like, wow, this is a really sad kind of ending. An elephant given leukemia is walking to the place that needs to die and is about to get mauled by a bunch of hyenas and a lion called Scar. But that's life, baby. The circle of life. In fact, I wouldn't mind singing a song while I eat you.
Oh, please.
Be well seed. I can tell from this delicious hump that it's something I need to bite into.
That's a tumor.
Oh, yeah, I can taste that, actually. Don't eat this one. It's no good. Song's over. It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a
no,
tumor.
No, I was kidding.
Any tumor chats appreciated? That's great. I love that. Yeah, I think we've already made this movie a hell of a lot better.
We have.
Any closing scenes?
Well, I was going to say Arnie is a poacher, but you already shot someone.
Yeah, he'll do that. All right, so I think we're pretty much done here, but we see the movie at the end where it's basically all rinse and repeat. It ends the way it begins with Simba and Nala now have a kid. Rafiki's holding the kid up. Everyone's
yep.
losing their mind once again. But the only thing that's kind of changed, besides Scar's now gone, he's out of the picture, so you got no evil uncles. You do have a lion that, from memory, now only eats bugs.
Yeah, so when he met Timon and Pumbaa, they kind of turned him... Like, he's not vegetarian, but
no.
I guess like an insectarian.
Whatever the hell that is, absolutely.
I'm assuming that's what it would be, bugatarian?
Bugatarian. So he's bugatarian.
Imagine he tries to force that new regime.
Because he wants to protect his friends, right? Timon and Pumbaa in particular.
Correct. Like,
and there's no food left.
How does it work in that show? Like, because they have to eat animals at some point, but all the animals talk to each other.
For sure, but they don't really talk to each other. They kind of like don't want anything to do with each other. They want to eat them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true.
you know? And so it's kind of like him trying to enforce this new way, because at the end of the day, they've got no food there.
Yeah.
That all got eaten out because of the hyenas ate it all. And so he's trying to start this new world on a vegetarian slash bugatarian kind of way. Let's do that cell.
All right. All right. Where's Arnie fitting?
I don't know, but I'm sure he'll come up.
All right. Let's do it.
Hey, it's me, the warthog, Pumbaa.
Oh, Pumbaa.
Hey. So we're here to talk about why bugs are the key to the future.
What did he say?
Bugs are keys to the future.
I think you said bugs are the key to the future.
Yeah, I think you said bugs are the key to the future. I don't know about that, but he is looking absolutely delicious.
Everybody calm down. It's me, Simba. Let's just have a listen. See what it says. I really grew into my voice. Take it away, would you, Pumbaa?
Okay, Reverend Love Simba. Okay, so like I was saying, guys, when it comes to eating food...
Sorry, I just gonna interrupt there for a second.
Okay.
It's not just guys in the room, we got some lionesses too.
I apologize. Okay, so every one of you lions, all the pride, that's right, I'm just making sure that's correct. We don't have to eat meat anymore. What we can do is eat bugs, because there's no meat left. Remember, you guys were looking out there for days and weeks on end trying to find food and there was none? We can just eat bugs. So I brought some delicious bugs for us to all try. This one is called Timon, a caterpillar.
Yes, that's right. You want to get yourself a juicy, delicious caterpillar, only 3 pebbles, and you can get a set of 12, and they will fill up a whole entire family.
That's right. And if you get it right now, we'll throw in a free millipede.
Millipedes are an excellent source of nutrition. They have at least 100 legs, maybe 1,000.
Maybe 1,000, and they're juicy.
Do you hear the way Pumbaa farts? They're so much clearer.
Listen. Fantastic stuff. And we got blue beetles, we got black beetles, red beetles,
dung beetles. Tell them about the dung beetles.
We got plenty of dung beetles. We've even got the beetles. Oh, I wondered why I was doing here.
What are we doing here?
We're here to be the Beatles.
We're here with a bunch of lions.
Elton John wanted us here, and now we're here as the Beatles.
I can't believe this.
We are the Beatles. And also, you can eat them. The end.
Well, I think we all agree that that was a wonderful presentation.
Thank you so much.
From, what was it, General Pumbaa?
General Pumbaa. And Commander Timon.
Thank you, Commander Timon. Thank you, General Pumbaa. Now, as the king of this pride.
The voice. Come on.
Like I said, I grew up and I grew into my presidential voice.
Yep.
As a lion.
Yep.
And I think I speak on behalf of the rest of the pride in this room
mm-hmm.
when we say we want to thank you for your service. And we now welcome you to dinner.
Oh, that's so good.
And we'd like you to step onto this big flat rock here
mm-hmm.
and just baste yourself.
You're going to eat me. You're going to eat me.
Oh, yeah, we're going to eat you, but you actually gave us a couple of ideas.
Okay, can't you eat John Lennon or Ringo?
No, he makes great music.
He does make good music.
What
okay.
I'm saying is you're giving us some great ideas about these beetles and these bugs and
I can
millipedes.
See what's happening.
We're going to use them as stuffing and shove them up your ass.
They're going to eat my face. They're going to bite me in the belly and not leave any part of me to waste. They're going to chew on my feet. Then they'll chew my nose, and I guess it's all because I'm a big fat pig.
And you smell good.
And I smell really good.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
One of my favorites now.
I think we can successfully say that we've added Arnie to this movie.
It really took me back.
Yeah, what a classic.
That we've absolutely ruined.
If you loved what you heard, and we know you did.
Oh, we hope you did.
You can like us and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. We have a Facebook group where you can make suggestions of movies you'd like us to do.
Please do.
And characters like Dexter. He didn't really get a huge role in this one.
He was never going to.
And you can also give us a 5-star rating on Spotify
Please.
Or Apple Podcasts. That really helps. And of course, we are going on tour.
Kind of.
In one city.
For 2 nights. And we will see you there. Full details on our socials. Thanks for listening.